We expect about 2,200 adults and children to paddle down the Ohio, some racing, but most taking their sweet time, in about 1,500 canoes and kayaks.
So is there anything new in Paddle Fest this year?
Paddle Fest has actually become not just a three-hour event, which we did the first year, but now a three-day event. And so Thursday the 21st, we have our 7th annual Kids Outdoor Adventure Expo presented by Hamilton County Parks. And we have 5,300 children already registered from organized school and camp groups and church groups. But anybody can come. It's free, open to the public from 9:30 to 4:30. And there's all kinds of things, tour in a real working towboat on the Ohio, brand new. They can fish, take a nature hike, pet goats, do all kinds of things that connect kids to the outdoors. And secondly, on this Friday, the 21st, is our annual music and outdoor festival with five great bands presented on the WNKU stage, and all kinds of additional activities folks can do, take canoe and kayak lessons, they have kayak fishing tournaments, silent auction, they can buy or sell a used or new canoe or kayak, just all kinds of fun things to do, and that is free and open to the general public. And then Saturday is the actual paddling on the Ohio, starting as early as 7 o'clock in the morning, with the event being over by 2:30 down at the public landing where we have the Gold Star Finish Line Festival. So it's 3 days of fun, education, and celebration of the beauty and importance of the Ohio River.
Now, Paddle Fest, of course, is in some ways a form of exercise, shall we say. It's also something, I guess, that puts people in touch with nature and the river. But I imagine there's a river safety aspect to the whole thing, too.
We require that everybody wear their life jacket, wear it properly during the entire time. Secondly, we have 26 law enforcement agency boats and support boats with an incredible communication system out on the Ohio to make sure that if there is any problem, that we are there with EMS units and with folks able to quickly get to anybody in trouble. We have 50 safety paddlers who will be wearing bright yellow vests. And so we do everything we possibly can to keep this event safe. We've had no problem with over 11,000 paddlers paddling over the last 11 years. Every year it's gotten bigger. So keeping everybody safe is the number one priority. And then number two is giving people an experience that invariably they come off the river and say, I had no idea the Ohio is so beautiful. What can I do to become a better steward of it? So it opens people's eyes to opportunities to go the extra mile and become a more effective steward of the environment.
Rhodes says Paddle Fest is now the largest paddling event in the nation. Brewster Rhodes is chairman of the Ohio River Way Paddle Fest, which begins this Thursday. I'm Steve Hirschberg.